This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And no, Joe Biden has not been the most inspiring or electrifying or effective presidential candidate we've ever had. He falls short of that, at least somewhat, right? And so why has he been in such a consistent lead against President Trump? Gerald Seib of the Wall Street Journal thinks he knows, and I'll share his conclusions with you this hour. There's also a question about a new policy on Yelp, a new policy that features a warning for institutions that have been accused of racism. Is that a good thing? And more than just accused, I mean, caught in the act, the Day of Rage, which actually was this Sunday. I know now it's Tuesday, but the repercussions are still there. Because obviously in Portland, they decided to let the Day of Rage play out and let a group of thugs and radicals basically destroy property and run wild. And it's appalling and unjustifiable. And yes, there's also a war over Cleopatra that we will get to. And there's also the ongoing attempt by Macy Hirono, who honestly I think is certainly down there at the very, very bottom of the list among the least worthy members of the U.S. Senate. I mean, I hate to make it ad hominem, but I mean, she was right now pressing. Has she given Judge Barrett a chance to answer on this? She's still going on. Okay, this is the most lame imaginable thing. It basically, she's attacking her because of her use of the term sexual preference at some point. And it isn't recent. And the idea is you're not supposed to say sexual preference, you're supposed to say sexual orientation. And I get it, I understand, try to be careful on this, because sexual orientation means it's fixed, that's just the way you are, you're not making a choice, one from column A, one from column B, it's not a preference, it's an orientation. Is she still going on, Jeremy? All right, so I'd love to see how Judge Barrett responds to that. She has done so well in responding to every imaginable stupid question. But before we get to that, there was one question that wasn't that stupid, and where I think the answer is exactly why you're going to find, if anyone bothers to poll on this, they probably won't because it's so overwhelming. 70, 80, 85% of Americans who see any of this hearing at all, pay any attention to this issue at all, will favor the confirmation of Judge Barrett. It's just clear and it's overwhelming. We can play clip number 7, where she was asked, in sort of a bizarre question, to give her opinion of the George Floyd case. This is almost surely not going to go to the Supreme Court. George Floyd is being, Derek Chauvin is being charged with murder of George Floyd. It's in the state courts in Minnesota. But here is Amy Coney Barrett being asked the George Floyd question by Dick Durbin of Illinois, the Senate Minority Whip. Listen.
Have you seen the George Floyd video?
I have.
What impact did it have on you?
Senator, as you might imagine, given that I have two black children, that was very, very personal for my family. Jesse was with the boys on a camping trip out in South Dakota, so I was there, and my 17-year-old daughter, Vivian, who's adopted from Haiti, All of this was erupting. It was very difficult for her. We wept together in my room. And then it was also difficult for my daughter, Juliet, who's 10. I had to try to explain some of this to them. I mean, my children to this point in their lives have had the benefit of growing up in a cocoon where they have not yet experienced hatred or violence. And for Vivian, you know, to understand that there would be a risk to her brother or the son she might have one day of that kind of brutality has been an ongoing conversation. It's a difficult one for us, like it is for Americans all over the country.
Okay, and then he went on, Dick Durbin, to ask about the history of race relations and where the country stands right now. That's clip 8, Jeremy.
To reflect on the history of this country, where are we today when it comes to the issue of race? Some argue it's fine. Everything's fine, and you don't have to even teach children
about
the history of
slavery. No one argues
or
that.
Discrimination. Others say there's implicit bias in so many aspects of American life that we have to be very candid about and address. Others go further and say, no, it's systemic racism that's built into America, and we have to be much more pointed in our addressing it. How do you feel?
So I think it is an entirely uncontroversial and obvious statement, given, as we just talked about, the George Floyd video, that racism persists in our country. As to putting my finger on the nature of the problem, you know, whether, as you say, it's just outright or systemic racism, or how to tackle the issue of making it better, those things, you know, are policy questions. They're hotly contested policy questions that have been in the news and discussed all summer. So while, you know, as I did share my personal experience, I'm very, you know, happy to discuss the reaction our family had to the George Floyd video, giving broader statements or making, you know, broader diagnoses about the problem of racism is kind of beyond what I'm capable of doing as a judge.
And, of course, she's exactly right. Her role as a judge is to adjudicate cases without fear or favor for anyone based on race or any other quality or qualification. That's why the image of justice, the famous statue of justice before the Supreme Court building, yes, justice is blind or is blindfolded. But you'd have to be blind not to hear a cry for justice in this case. We spoke about it yesterday. It has to do with Sunday night, and there's now a more complete report on what happened Sunday night. What happened Sunday night? Of all the atrocious, terrible, insane, disgusting, unconscionable actions that radical creeps have taken in Portland, Oregon, in, quote, the name of justice. This is a new bottom. This is a report from OregonLive.com. A group of protesters toppled statues of former presidents Theodore Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln and shattered the entrance to the Oregon Historical Society in Portland South Park blocks late Sunday night, before moving on to other areas of downtown, smashing storefronts and engaging in other acts of destruction. Police declared the event a riot and ordered people rampaging through the city streets to disperse. But they did not directly intervene until nearly an hour after the first statue fell. Why did not the police intervene? The crowd scattered when police cruisers flooded the area, and officers in tactical gear appeared to make several arrests. There are 200 people there. They should all have been arrested. We will get to more on this, plus the secret of Biden's lead, at least according to the Wall Street Journal, and much more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Dose of debate. It's The Michael Medved Show.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Sickening that people particularly here in the Northwest seem to be willing to accept rampaging mobs as long as they justify what they're doing in the name of, quote, social justice. You need to hear this description of what happened on Sunday night in Portland, where else, I could have been in Seattle. Actually, it could have been any number of American cities right now. It's an illness. It's an illness. They report in OregonLive.com. Police declared the event a riot. This is when they severely vandalized statues of Abraham Lincoln and Theodore Roosevelt, two of the Rushmore presidents, by the way. Police declared the event a riot and ordered people rampaging through the city's streets to disperse, but did not directly intervene until nearly an hour after the first statue fell. The crowd scattered when police cruisers flooded the area and officers in tactical gear appeared to make several arrests. If police cruisers flooded the area, why did they only make several arrests? Why did they not arrest everyone? They should also arrest the protest organizers. And frankly, there ought to be some means by which the businesses that were looted and rampaged and had property destroyed, that those businesses ought to be able to sue the protest organizers. Protest organizers had promoted the event on social media as an Indigenous People's Day of Rage. Monday, yesterday, was the federally observed holiday of Columbus Day, but many states and cities now recognize the day instead as Indigenous People's Day over concerns that Christopher Columbus's arrival in the Americas helped launch centuries of violence against Indigenous populations. Of course, nothing about the unbelievably animalistic and brutal and savage violence of those Indigenous populations against each other, which, of course, they've been doing. It's the idea that if Christopher Columbus had somehow actually bypassed North America, if he'd never discovered the Western Hemisphere, somehow had gotten around and made his way to Asia, which is where he wanted to go, or if he had just been lost at sea, then we would have a perfect, pristine, ecological paradise here, full of peaceful people and happy tribes living at peace and with mutual understanding. Yeah, right. How come that never evolved here in the previous 10,000 years of human habitation? The organizers of the protest had signaled their aggressive stance for the night, calling for, quote, direct action and demanding that the video live streamers and photographers who had become staples of such events stay away. People in the crowd were reportedly admonished not to film. Yeah, in other words, go ahead and destroy, but we don't want any of it on film. Passersby who happened upon the group were ordered by demonstrators to stop filming or delete photographs, including an apartment resident who had lasers shined at his eyes, can cause blindness, and a liquid thrown in his face as he appeared to shoot video of the scene from his own terrace. The group of about 200 marched through downtown Portland, at one point occupying all four lanes of West Burnside Street. Most dressed head to toe in black, well, of course. Many wore body armor, carried shields, or wielded nightsticks and other weapons. As the crowd reached the South Park blocks, some threw chains on ropes on the Roosevelt statue, a bronze sculpture officially titled Theodore Roosevelt Rough Rider, as others took a blowtorch to its base and splattered it with red paint. They began to pull until the statue rocked from side to side before falling down at about 9 p.m. The crowd erupted in cheers as dance music played on a large portable speaker. And then they report in Oregon Live, over the course of his life, Roosevelt promoted policies that pushed assimilation into white culture, including the allotment system, by which Native American land was allotted to those tribal members who became U.S. citizens. Oh, what a terrible thing. The group then turned to the nearby Abraham Lincoln statue, pulling it to the ground shortly after 9 p.m., apparently. They spray painted on the base of the statue Dakota 38, a reference to 38 Dakota men executed after the Dakota-U.S. War of 1862. It's simply known as the Dakota Wars. We had a bigger war going on in 1862 called the Civil War. This was the largest mass execution in a single day in American history. And then they do put at Oregon Live, fortunately, Lincoln commuted the same sentence handed down by a military tribunal for 265 others whose lives were spared because of Lincoln, but they tore his statue down anyway. The so-called Dakota warriors had killed, raped, and mutilated at least 450 civilians, probably closer to 1,000. After toppling the statues, some protesters began smashing windows at the Oregon Historical Society, unfurling a banner that read, "Stop honoring racist colonizer murderers." A mural on the attached Sovereign Hotel building depicting Lewis and Clark expedition was splattered with red paint. Carrie Timchuk, the Historical Society's executive director, said that no exhibits had been actually damaged, though the windows had been broken. Members of the crowd then broke windows and destroyed a sign at Portland State University campus public safety office. Afterward, the protesters continued north along Southwest Fifth Avenue, smashing the windows of many storefronts and office towers along a seven-block stretch. Do you know what seven blocks is? How many windows, at least according to this report, were shadowed? The Roosevelt and Lincoln statues were dedicated in the 1920s as gifts to the city from Dr. Henry Waldo Coe, who operated the Morningside Psychiatric Hospital in East Portland.
Of debate.
We're not supposed to all agree. You need to settle down a little bit and quit creating all that hate among the people.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
In this era of cancel culture,
when you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
According to new data, COVID-19 cases are on the rise in the United States. A new report from the COVID Tracking Project says COVID cases rose by 11% last week, with Midwest states seeing the biggest rises. At least 29 states have seen cases increasing for at least the last 2 weeks. Deaths, however, have fallen 3% from a week ago. Wall Street snapped a four-day winning streak as the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down more than 150 points to shed a little more than 0.5%. The S&P 500 fell 0.6%, and the NASDAQ composite was slightly off, closing just shy of 11,900 points. Investors showed uncertainty at the state of negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus package. They also reacted to a mixed day of corporate earnings announcements and news that a late-stage trial of a coronavirus treatment was being halted by Eli Lilly due to safety concerns. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the one thing that strikes me most forcefully about this idiocy in Portland right now is that, okay, here you have a crowd of 200 people that's allowed to rampage for more than an hour before the police finally move in. Why didn't the police defend the statues or move in immediately? Why weren't they prepared? They had posted this on social media that they were going to do an Indigenous People's Days of Rage because of Columbus Day. And it's an unanswerable question. I mean, I can imagine the poor police officers themselves, how weary they are of dealing with these creeps. But for goodness sake, they need two changes. Number one is more preemptive policing, recognizing that there is a very good chance that people are going to do stuff like this. The demonstrators in Portland already tore down a statue of Thomas Jefferson in front of Jefferson High School. And all of this cannot be allowed to just continue as if it's normal. It's not normal and it's not acceptable. It's outrageous. And it's wrong. It's profoundly wrong. And honestly, we need to do better. Okay, and this raises the question of the law and order as a political issue. Because one of the points that has surprised a lot of people who look at this is that it hasn't caught on more for President Trump. There are two reasons, one of which is at the core of a piece that that Gerald Seib wrote in the Wall Street Journal that appeared today. And the other is just one of those things that has to do with this peculiar situation we're in. We're in a situation where President Trump is the incumbent. And when you're an incumbent president, you tend to get blamed for things that happen on your watch. Now, they're, honest to God, when you think about it, there really is not that much that President Trump can do about this kind of violence. It is not true that he sent in the National Guard into Minneapolis and cleaned it up. He didn't do that. The National Guard was summoned by Governor Waltz of Minnesota, Democratic governor. And it really is the fault of the local and state leadership in a lot of these states that these rampages have not been dealt with. But President Trump, to his credit, I think, is enough of a federalist, enough of a believer that state and local government shouldn't just be crushed out by the federal government, that it's wrong to blame him for this ongoing violence. But it's also impossible for him, because it is happening under his watch, to use it as a campaign tool. Because one thing that he has never said is what is going to be different in his second term, if he gets a second term, that puts an end to this kind of nonsense. And then there's the other factor that is pointed out in a very insightful piece by Gerald Seib, who's been a regular guest on this show. He says, Joe Biden leads in 2020 because he is bored in on two big themes that turn out to have broad resonance. The country is ready to unify rather than divide. That's theme number one. And number two, that the coronavirus is, as he might say, a really big deal. That focus doesn't mean he'll win in 3 weeks, writes Gerald Seib. But it's why he has prospered thus far, despite skepticism within his own Democratic Party at the outset and shortcomings elsewhere as a candidate. He says the history of presidential politics is littered with the failed candidacies of otherwise capable politicians who couldn't answer the simple question of why they were running and what the rationale was for their prospective presidency. One of the secrets of Mr. Trump's success in 2016 was his ability to offer a clear rationale for himself and his candidacy. While the campaign and the candidate were famously undisciplined in many ways, they were highly disciplined when it came to articulating over and over and over again three core positions: end illegal immigration, throw out bad trade agreements, and finish off endless wars, in quotes. As an aside, one of the weaknesses of the Trump re-election campaign has been the failure to offer a similarly clear rationale or agenda for a second Trump term. And you heard that last night. The president was good last night. I mean, he certainly seemed energetic. He seemed to be enjoying himself. Huge crowd for him in Orlando, Florida, and Sanford, Florida, right outside Orlando. And the crowd loved it, of course, and yes, it's true. The only people were wearing masks were the people they had positioned behind President Trump. And he danced a little bit, he did, danced to the song YMCA. They also played Macho Man in the background. However, you come away from that, what was Trump's big promise for the second term? We're going to make America even greater. We're going to be even more prosperous. Any talk of how? Nope. Just basically all the great things we're going to achieve. We're going to build the Space Force. We're going to make our military even stronger. We're going to help our vets even more. It's just this general point about all goals, but nothing about the means to those goals. And he says, for his part, writes Jerry, Mr. Biden launched his candidacy with a clear statement of purpose. In the video he released announcing his campaign 18 long months ago, he framed his candidacy as an attempt to win what he called the battle for the soul of America. Remember that? Invoking the march by white supremacists in Charlottesville, Virginia, earlier in the Trump term, he positioned himself as the candidate best able to end a divisive turn in American social and political life. At the time, the Biden message seemed insufficient for the Democratic Party's moment. The rest of the field already was engaged in a hot policy debate about how to push the party and the country to the left. Meanwhile, there on that debate stage stood Joe Biden talking about his centrism and his ability to bring people together, to make deals, sounding a bit out of step. Over time, though, the Biden message has come to sound more resonant. Then, with the outbreak of the coronavirus, the Biden campaign decided that management of the pandemic would become the core issue of the general election. Mr. Biden inadvertently handed Mr. Trump a rebuttal by initially opposing the president's decision to cut off travel from China. Since then, though, he has positioned himself as the candidate who took the virus more seriously, even at the risk of seeming to take it too seriously at times. If there is a symbol of the Biden 2020 campaign, it probably should be the face mask. This focus helps to explain, right side, the huge gender gap that is fueling the Biden lead in national polls. In every survey, Mr. Biden enjoys a giant advantage with women voters. It's not a coincidence that women, who tend to be more focused on health care, have expressed more concern than men about the coronavirus and also are more drawn to a unifying message. In a Wall Street Journal NBC News poll last month, for example, women were more inclined than men to cite the coronavirus as one of the top issues upon which they would be basing their vote. And by a whopping 55% to 15%, they said they thought Mr. Biden would handle the pandemic better. Similarly, when asked who they thought would have the greater ability to bring the country together, women chose Biden by a 30-point margin, 56 to 26. Men gave Mr. Biden an 18-point margin. Those two themes, handling the virus and unifying the country, are working for Biden. And what Trump needs in this last 3 weeks, and the election is 3 weeks from today, what Trump needs is a similar focus on some kind of together theme. There, meanwhile, are all kinds of disputes in pop culture. Should Yelp post information about businesses accused of racism? We'll get to that coming up.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
That President Trump loves the process of campaigning, loves the rallies that he does all across the country. Last night should have disabused you of any doubts at all. President Trump spoke at a very traditional MAGA rally with a huge crowd. It was thousands of people. It was not like that small couple of hundred people he had on the White House lawn on Saturday. This was a big old rally, and it featured his traditional intro music, I'm Proud to Be an American, and used as outro music, Macho Man and YMCA. I don't know why. They are not normally associated with kind of traditional middle American, gender-specific ideas. But President Trump announced that he might be immune. He was very happy about that. His doctor announced yesterday that he has tested negative at least on two times in a row. So the doctor, Sean Conley, says President Trump is not contagious. So he sounded like this toward the very beginning of his rally in Sanford, Florida. Listen.
Now they say I'm immune. I feel so powerful. I'll walk into that audience. I'll walk in there. I'll kiss everyone in that audience. I'll kiss the guys and the beautiful women and everybody. I'll just give you a big fat kiss.
He didn't, but he did dance to YMCA. And just, I think, as an indication of how energized he feels. And look, it may be that the campaign is tightening up, that these huge leads, particularly among women, that are identifiable for Joe Biden are temporary. And if that is the case, part of the reason for it is stuff like this, which is there's a piece in The Spectator, and it's a smart, smart piece about Yelp's anti-racist social credit nightmare. And here's what it is. Melissa Chen writes, imagine this. It's 7 in the evening, and you're working late. You're interrupted by the soft rumble of hunger pangs. an unmistakable reminder that you haven't even eaten dinner yet. There's this newish fusion restaurant a couple of blocks away that you've been wanting to try, but you haven't had the chance to do it. Every time you've walked past, it's buzzing with activity. So you look the restaurant up on Yelp. That happens. To see if it's worth your time and money. You launch the app and search, only to be hit with an alert emblazoned with an ominously large exclamation point. Business accused of racist behavior. Okay, here's the reality. Yelp is introducing a rudimentary social credit system that subjects business owners to the vagaries of the culture wars. And Yelp has decided to take a stance against racism by enabling a feature that they claim would arm consumers with information about businesses associated with egregious racially charged actions to help make people more informed, help people make more informed spending decisions. But see, this is really problematic if you look at the way it could work. Is that further complications involve the vague, ever-expanding concept of what constitutes racist behavior, Melissa Chen writes. Does it include the owners of Trap Tea, the boba tea shop which was accused of stealing black culture? What about the restaurant displaying a sign in support of the wrong political candidate? Already, in response to Yelp's statement, an Antifa group has put out a call to its followers to begin compiling a list of businesses guilty of showing sympathy for the police. Could they have that big scarlet letter R for racist when you look them up on Yelp? And then there's this, and I didn't even know this. Yelp and Google have also introduced a feature a couple of weeks ago allowing companies to list as a black-owned business or LGBT-owned business. In a country where markets thrive based on free exchange, flagging the race or sexuality of the owner to inform a consumer's decision to shop there or not could cause our already divided society to divide even further. And yes, that's a problem. Okay, speaking of dividing even further, Gal Gadot, who is the Wonder Woman, of course, and her Wonder Woman film was severely delayed because of the new Wonder Woman, supposed to be taking place in 1984. She was tabbed to play Cleopatra, the Queen of the Nile, in a new movie. It's a Paramount film, and the casting has drawn criticism because Gal Gadot, as the whole world knows, is Israeli. She's even a veteran, like most Israeli young women, of the IDF, of the Israel Defense Forces. And the idea of having an Israeli actress play an Egyptian queen, well, that doesn't go with some people. Gadot announced the casting on Sunday, discussing the period biographical drama collaboration with the Wonder Woman director, Patty Jenkins, talented director. As you might have heard, I teamed up with Patty Jenks and El Calagoridis to bring the story of Cleopatra, Queen of Egypt, to the big screen in a way she's never been seen before, to tell her story for the first time through women's eyes, both behind and in front of the camera. But journalist Samira Khan was not convinced and blasted the decision on Twitter. She asked, "Who in Hollywood thought it would be a good idea to cast an Israeli actress as Cleopatra? A very bland-looking one, instead of a stunning Arab actress like Nadine Najem. And shame on you, Gal Gadot. Your country steals Arab land, and you're stealing their movie roles." Okay, can we stipulate? We know a great deal about Cleopatra. I mean, she's written about Plutarch's Lives. She lived in the 4th century. She is estimated to have died around 30 B.C. But Cleopatra was not Egyptian. She was the queen of Egypt, but she was Greek. She was a Macedonian Greek. She was descended from Ptolemy. She was the first of the Ptolemaic rulers, first in 300 years, to actually bother to learn the Egyptian language. The others didn't. And the idea that ancient Greeks looked different, they're complaining that Gal Gadot is too pale, that her skin, they say, should be the color of a paper bag, a shopping bag at least. Look, I think it'll be an interesting film. And she's a good actress. And this controversy, like so many of them, is nonsensical. Now, meanwhile, there's another film about ancient history, not quite as ancient. And it's actually better than you might expect. It's a Ukrainian-British co-production about the 1200s and brutality in the Carpathian Mountains. Listen.
Now it's time for Medved's Entertainment Minute.
There's an ambitious new epic about villagers in the 13th century trying to defend their homes from a brutal invasion. An international production based in Ukraine and with a capable cast of mostly British actors, it's called The Rising Hawk, available for rent on various streaming services.
Go tell every village at the foot of the East Mountains the Mongols are coming.
Be the one who unites us against the Mongols.
It's interesting that The Rising Hawk features the same sort of bad guys as the new live-action Mulan. But actually, the battle scenes are better here, at least slightly more true to the horrible brutality of warfare 700 years ago in the Carpathian Mountains. The film runs on much too long, but the landscapes, costumes, and action scenes are watchable. The violence is intense enough to put off the faint of heart, but 2.5 stars for the odd but intriguing The Rising Hawk. Yeah, The Rising Hawk is never boring, and some of the battle scenes and some of the performances are very fine. There's a British actress named Poppy Drayton who plays a warrior woman a la Mulan. And in Mulan, the Mongols were bad guys. Here, they're bad guys. Mongolians simply can't get a fair break on movie screens. Speaking of getting a fair break, the Europeans who came and settled the New World are completely reviled, this was typical on Columbus Day, for having stolen land. There's a terrific piece written by a Dutch historian called The Myth of the Stolen Land, which is primarily focused on America. We'll talk to that historian and talk about that myth tomorrow. There's also a new avatar for racial enlightenment who is winning millions of followers around the world. You know who it is? It's a beloved toy, Barbie. What does Barbie say on race? You'll be enlightened and uplifted, no doubt, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.